Questions 5 to 7.
In fact, the English are very aware of social differences in accent and can usually work out from it a person's region of origin, social standing, and standard of education. Accents are also classified aesthetically. In one experiment, it was found that British people, who recognised where each accent came from, preferred rural accents to ones from British cities such as Birmingham or Liverpool. However, people from other countries, without that knowledge or the social attitudes that go with it, assess the pleasantness of the accents differently. Language is also a symbol of identity. People from a particular region, such as Yorkshire in the north of England, may take pride in their local speech as part of their pride in their local culture, and may make an effort to retain their accent if they move to another part of the country. Attitudes towards different varieties of language can be remarkably powerful. In another piece of research, people listened to the same argument against capital punishment spoken with different accents. Some accents were effective in changing people's views on this matter, while others weren't. Listeners were also asked to rate the quality of the argument. Generally, when the case was argued in an accent of high prestige, it was thought to be better argued than when presented in accents of lower prestige. Clearly, we need to be careful about how far our attitude to other people is affected by our reaction to their speech.